have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you hit that play button. I am so glad you did. I am truly glad that you did. You know, I say that, and I say that in every episode, almost every time I turn on the microphone. And you know what? I really mean it. I'm sincere about that, because this world we live in, we have so many choices, so many different ways to go, and so many things grabbing for our attention, right? And we live in a world of scrolling and, man, 3-second impressions and all that, and you choose to be here, and many of you listen to the entire show and come back again and again and again and again. So I am profoundly grateful, and I want to share with you a little bit about that. But first of all, I want to remind you, you're listening to the Genesis Frequency Podcast, and this is indeed Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with episode number 299. So that's why I want to get that thank you out there. I mean, you know, you don't have a show for this long if nobody's listening. Well, you might, and I guess you could keep doing it. But you know what? It's nice to know that people write in and people listen, and to hear from those listeners and to get phone calls out of the blue. And that's a little bit what I want to talk about, is out of the blue, from thin air, nothing. I want to touch on that just a little bit today, but let you know also, in that gratitude, I've been kicking around, what am I going to do for episode 300? It's kind of a big one. You know, I'm in my, what, sixth year. And next episode after this one will be number 300. So I've been thinking, unless I get a lot of different input around all this, that I'm going to go back to my story, like my transformation, my trilogy of tribulation that led to where I am right now, which is so in contrast to where my life was for really my first 50 years. And I did this story before, but I think it was one of my very first episodes. And that first episode was quite some time ago, right? And I said I'm in the sixth year, so, you know, that episode was a long time ago, and I realized that I have new listeners, and people drop off, and people are here, and people come and go, so they don't really know about that. I think we have to be careful about that. We have to be careful when we look at what we know, how we communicate what we know when we're helping other people, or living life, or growing our businesses, contributing to our team in the corporate environment, or whatever, however that looks like. We have to realize that just because we know it, we can't skip certain elements, right? When we're communicating what we know, when our objective is to deliver some kind of something that resembles understanding to the other party, right? So I think that's important. That's not where the show is going today, but I think it's really important, because I think we all do that to a certain extent. We know, or we did something, and we said something, and we move into this state of assumption that, well, everybody else remembers what I said. I mean, I said it 3 years ago. Why don't they remember it? You know, I don't remember somebody's name sometimes, unless I'm conscious of it. I don't remember somebody's name that they told me 30 seconds ago. And I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it's something that I'm working on. But that's always been a problem for me. So to assume that somebody remembers what you talked about or the material that you delivered or the knowledge you chose to share, it doesn't mean they're going to remember it. It doesn't mean that they're going to fill in all the blanks just because you know it, because they don't, right? So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. So what I thought I would look at a little bit today is I was looking at some of these podcasts and what I've done, and I know there's a lot of repetition, and I think that's a good thing. In the beginning, I thought, well, I already talked about that. Well, I already talked about that. That's why I just rambled on about what I just said. If I talked about a subject and it was the middle of last year, 2 years ago, I can't assume that you remember that particular episode. And so I shouldn't do it again, right? Because of this one fact, we get to that place of understanding, of knowledge and knowing through repetition and exposure to the subject matter over and over and over again. And that's one thing that I've really learned through being a certified consultant with the organization Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher, started the Proctor Gallagher Institute, and as a franchisee of Leadership Management International, that it's all part, the repetition is all part of the certain way I often talk about. And I'm getting pushed closer and closer and closer to doing that outline and writing that book, The Certain Way. But repetition, we have to hear it over and over again. That's why you know the words to all your favorite songs, right? You like the song, so you listen to it over and over and over again. Well, what about these principles for life and living? That's what it's all about. Right. So I do repeat things, but I know that I never say them the exact same way over and over again. Some things I might, because they might be critical elements of life and living and bringing into our field of experience that which we desire to experience. But this show isn't scripted. I turn on the microphone and I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. It's going to come through my brain and shoot out of my mouth. So if you heard it before, just stay with it. You know, if it's a concept I talked about before, stay with it, because we need to hear this stuff again and again and again. And I was reminded of that a little piece. I subscribe to a lot of different real short things, Neil Donald Walsh and Divine Science and Science of Mind and Unity stuff and Daily Pieces. And, you know, I like those to get my day going. And one this morning was just take one thought. Just take one thought, but stick with it. Don't make it just your affirmation for today. One thought, and just wrap yourself with it, and just keep it, state it, affirm it, whatever you do with it. Do it at least for a whole year, every day for a year, whatever it is. You know, maybe it's something that you want to be better at or improve at or move into your life. So write your own thing out. I'm not going to give you a suggestion this time. You can do that. But whatever it is, just take the word. You don't even have to affirm it. You don't even have to put I am in front of it, because words in and of themselves have power. So you can do that. I just wanted to talk a little bit today. I was looking back at some of these episodes, as I said earlier, and I realized that the beginning of December of last year, I started out with what was going to be a series. I started out with a couple of bullet points from a book called The Master Key System by Charles Hanel. Then I took a break over the holidays and came back in January. Then we took a deep dive into a lot of leadership principles, and here we are, and we're approaching halfway through the next 12-month period, right? And so I never picked up there. So I'd like to grab that, but I don't want to interrupt that flow too much, because we're going, you know, next week will be episode 300, and I'll talk about the story and all that kind of thing. But what I want to set this up is, the way I want to set this up is talking about that what I alluded to earlier, that out of thin air, out of the blue, from nothing, right? We say that all the time, don't we? Where did it come from? I have no idea. You know, we know it came from thought, but do we consider where thought comes from? And I was just having this conversation about nothing. And I remember that years and years ago, I did a few talks on nothing. In fact, somebody reminded me, you did a talk about nothing not too long ago. Well, that's okay too. But it's from our human perspective, it seems like things come out of nothing. But we know we don't make something from no thing, right? So what is there? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes before you were conceived. Where was this thing that banged 10 minutes before the Big Bang, which is a theory, right? Where was it? If that's what started it all and where everything came from, well, where was this thing that blew up? You know, it had to be, was it in a closet somewhere? Well, where was the closet? Was it leaning against the wall? Well, what's on the other side of the wall? You know, that kind of thing. So no thing. What appears to be nothing is this infinite something. And I like to call it life with a uppercase L, source with an uppercase S, all power, unlimited wisdom, infinite intelligence, all knowledge and knowing, the keeper of order, source, indeed my source of understanding. I like to go right to the source, right? Uppercase S. So life, presence, power, all knowledge and knowing, it comes from somewhere. But it seems to us from our limited human perspective that it's out of thin air. But if indeed it is all life, all presence, all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all infinite intelligence, then indeed we can tap into that, and we have tapped into it, and we have proved this through the evolution of humankind. And how do we access this? We get quiet and open our mind to this place and space, this connecting point we have within us. And we apprehend ideas. And then our thinking mind and reasoning mind and tapping into memories and conditioning and programming molds and shapes these thoughts and ideas into something. But it didn't come from no thing, although it appears that way. So I'm giving you all this, and it seems like, where is he going with all this? But to know that thought is where it all starts. And if you've been with me for any length of time, you know I'm always talking about the equation of thoughts plus feelings plus actions equals results. And I can give you example after example after example of this. I remember a song I wrote. I just woke up in the middle of the night. I wasn't trying to write a song. I don't really consider myself a songwriter. And I played music for a long time, mainly drums. A couple of chords here on the guitar, piano, but not really a singer-songwriter by any stretch of the imagination. And I just woke up middle of the night one night, and there it was in my mind, this one, what I call a verse or a line. I was doing some writing maybe, but not working on any songs. And it was just, "Pulled into you I rise." And I got in a real bad habit along the way of waking up in the middle of the night without a tablet or without a recorder. But this time I didn't let it go. I said, this nudge is too strong. This nudge is too powerful to dismiss. So I did get up and I wrote it down. And I laid my head back down, just letting it go, like I often invite you to do. Just let it go. But I didn't go right back to sleep. I got up and scribbled out a few more things. Don't remember what I scribbled out. And then I finally went back to sleep, and I got up and went and got in the shower. And the rest of these lines in a chorus and all came to me. And, you know, I thought, where's this coming from, right? So we know our things show up and we form them from thought. But beyond thought, where is this coming from? Why? I mean, those are a lot of questions we can ask ourselves, right? So here, when I went to bed or woke up, the first time I woke up to get a drink of water and there's not even this line pulled into you or rise. When I got up before that, there was no thing, right? But was there? There was no thing. Then there was a verse. Then there was a couple more. Then there in the shower, there was the makings of a whole song. I remember getting out of the shower and I said, I'm just going to record this into my little tape recorder. I don't even know if I had a phone that recorded at the time. So I recorded it really roughly what was going on in my head. And then I sent it to a very close friend of mine, singer-songwriter, and said, could you just straighten this out a little bit and make it sound like a song and maybe even put some chords to it when you get a chance? I said, no hurry, because this wasn't a major project I'm working on. And in a few days, with a surprise, it came back to me with vocals and a chorus and harmonies and things like that. And you know, I did share it with a few other people, never really went anywhere, but I'm just amazed at that. Not so much at my creativity, but what I'm talking about here today, from what appears to be no thing to something, no thing, and then a song. And that's how our lives are. And I'm setting this up because I want you to really feel into how powerful you are. We cannot even conceive even a fraction of the infinite. I mean, here, it probably means nothing to you, but to go from this emptiness of no thing, from my human perspective, there's nothing there, and before 9 o'clock the next morning have a complete song with chorus that sounds pretty darn good, because I shared it with a few people and after that, and they said, you really got something here, but I never shopped it around or anything like that. But from seemingly nothing to something, to you seemingly not being anywhere before you were conceived, before from where you were birthed, to all that you are now. And all that you are that you don't even know about you. So back to the master key system, because that's where it goes. It goes into this power of thought in our infinite potential. And yes, this is something I've talked about before. And yes, this is something that is influential and impactful, whether you're working on something in your own individual and personal life, whether you're a small business owner, a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, or part of a corporate team in a corporate environment. Doesn't matter. We should be working on professional and personal goals all the time. What's next? What can we do? We want to tap into this gift of infinite potential and create the life we would love to live on all different levels. So this section that I was talking about that I want to get back into, and we'll do episode 300, and then I promise we'll stick with this master key system, because this is all elements of what I consider the certain way. Just 3-4 real quick points here. It says, and this is by Charles Hanel. He says, there's no purpose in life that cannot be best accomplished through a scientific understanding of the creative power of thought. So that's why I gave you this 15-minute setup here that, hey, you're so creative. And don't think that something is not powerful. I mean, something is not possible, I should say, for you. Because I do this all the time with individuals, and they think, well, I would really like this. I ask them, what do they want? And they go, well, I'd really like this, or I'd really like to take my company there, but I have no idea how I would do that. We don't have to know. We trip up ourselves over the how because we don't know how, but we don't have to know how. I didn't know how to write a song, right? And here it is. We don't have to know the how. Everything will show up from this infinite space that appears to us as nothing. It's all in there. Everything is in there. It is infinite. It is source. It is potential. It is possibility. It's all in there. And the creative power of our thoughts, apprehending these ideas and sitting with it and letting it be nurtured and nourished by source energy, by ourselves, by our faculties of mind, is just infinitely powerful. So just know this. Understand this, grasp this. Number two, the power to think is common to all. Man, humankind, is because he thinks. We think. She thinks. He thinks. I'm just trying to be correct here. Man's power to think is infinite. Consequently, his creative power is unlimited. But we tend to think of ourselves as these finite beings. Well, there's nothing there. I don't know how. And we dismiss all the possibilities, all of what's possible for our lives. Number three, we know that thought is building for us the thing we think of and actually bringing it nearer. Yet we find it difficult to banish fear, anxiety, or discouragement, all of which are powerful thought forces and which continually send the things we desire further away, so that it is often one step forward and two steps backward. And I talk about this a lot. We're looking at why isn't it here? We wrap ourselves in worry and doubt and fear. And what do? We attract and magnetize our condition to bring those things into our lives. And that's what this is talking about here. We are sending the desire further away because we're not giving that mental energy, that power of thought, that power of developing the idea. We're not giving it any energy because we're giving the energy to worries and doubts and fears. So we have to be disciplined. We have to be vigilant so we're not walking backward and just a little bit forward. And then number four, and we'll wrap up here. The only way to keep from going backward is to keep going forward. Eternal vigilance is the price of success. There are three steps, and each one is absolutely essential. You must first have the knowledge of your power. That's what this episode has been about. The knowledge of your power. Second, the courage to dare. To say, I'm going to move forward with this. I'm going to send that song, right? To dare. I said, they might laugh at me, but you know what? I'm not letting fear win. I'm just going to send it to the singer-songwriter, see what she can do with it. Third, the faith to do it. Hey, something's going to come back. I believe something is there. It came from something. It came from source. There's a reason it did. I don't have to know the reason it did. You don't have to know the reason that all of a sudden this thought popped into your mind. It didn't come from no thing. It came from source. You were called on to express whatever it is, this idea, this greatness, this light that you are, this creativity that you have within us. Source called on you to express it, to express in, as, and through you. So let that sink in. There is nothing or no thing that isn't something. Let it all sink in. Listen to this one over and over again, because from the very beginning, I was going to this particular point in time where we're wrapping it up today, but getting you to know that, hey, it's not out of thin air. It's not out of the blue. It's not from nothing to something. Consider, where was it? And develop it, because you were called on, you were elected, you were selected to express this idea, this thought, this greatness, this creative principle, this theory, whatever it is. Hold on to it. Write it down. Develop it. Spend some time accessing source. sit in the stillness, ask, seek, knock, wait for the answers, and they'll show up. Hey, if you want help with any of this, you want to go a little bit deeper, I can only get so much out in a 20-minute show. Reach out to me. I went too long today, like I always do, so I'm going to quit saying that because it's going to happen. But hey, reach out to me, successappointment.com. Let's have a conversation about where you are. If you've been listening to me from the beginning and you don't have everything in your life that you want to experience yet, well, we're never always there. You know, we never really get there. It's about the journey, or we're setting new goals. But if you feel like you hit a stumbling point, and you don't know why you don't have what you want, reach out to me. Let's identify what that stumbling point is, and let's put together a plan to get you from where you are to where you want to be. If you're in the corporate environment, small business environment, hey, let's talk about, hey, training and leadership development and effective personal productivity and effective personal leadership and motivational leadership and strategic leadership. As a franchisee of Leadership Management International, I facilitate all those programs and can help you, in addition to programs on communication, effective selling strategies, priority management, performance, productivity, all of that. Let's have a conversation. Would love to just sit down and talk with you about how we can make everything better by working with you and working with your people in-house to develop them. Where's the next group of leaders going to come from? Boy, let me share some statistics with you. It'll frighten you. So reach out. Let's have that conversation. And if you're looking for something to move into in the field of personal, professional leadership development, I may have an opportunity for you to do just that. So reach out as well. Successappointment.com. That'll get you right to me. And we'll have a conversation. It'll be a calendar, really. It's not a sales page. It's a calendar that opens up in your time zone. Book a time. Let's talk. For now, we're going to have to wrap it up way over. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.